Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, here every night for your dancing and listening pleasure. And we're all like spoken word, you know, because we talk about it here. And I'm your host, and I'm Phil Hendry. It's great to be with you. If you've never heard our show before, one thing that's rather important is to listen, because it's not a show that you're going to get through one listening. It just isn't. Trust me when I tell you. However, that having been said, we're glad to have you with us, and we're certainly grateful for your patronage. We have a website called philhendryshow.com, which is where you can go and get a subscription to our site, where you can hear 5,000 hours of full radio. Yeah, I should say Phil.
Yes, you can hear 5,000 hours of Phil radio shows.
Yeah, Phil, it's Phil of it.
Yeah, that doesn't work, you know.
No, I mean, that's pretty good.
Your fill of it, if you listen to, well, you get your fill of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's fine.
Get your fill if you fill up.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, you're the one asking, you know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, but you ask, and then we're the ones twisting in the...
I am sorry if I left you twisting in the breeze. Anyway, it's philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. R.C. Collins is going to join us. He is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy. He's also an individual very familiar with, as well as the other cadets there at the Military Academy, with American culture. It's a very interesting group of young men that we talk with, because these are guys who are committed to the military as a career. They are also familiar with our culture, and certainly world culture, perhaps the things that eventually put us on a collision course with each other. And we're going to talk to them this hour about the current pop music phenomenon, One Direction. This is a group of young men. I'm not really sure where they're from. Well, you know where they're from, Margaret?
Well, I'm assuming they're from England, because they're premiering their film in London. If they were Americans, I think that they would premiere it in the United States.
Yeah, but what if they are American?
Well, I say God help them. God have mercy on their souls.
Boy, you're serious, aren't you?
Why wouldn't I be serious? God help them if they're Americans and they're debuting their film in London. May God...
Okay, take it easy, Margaret. People are going to think you're threatening them.
I'm not... grow up. I'm not threatening. I'm saying, if you're One Direction or their management, and you're debuting a movie in London, and you are an American group, I don't want to be around you when, you know, a certain time of the day.
And what time of day would that be?
Don't look at me accusingly.
Well, what time of day are you talking about?
Whatever time of day they put out hits on people.
Yes, whatever time of day, the mafia.
Oh, man! You're threatening them.
No, I'm not. I like One Direction. I hope those boys live a long time. And I'm simply giving them advice.
You know what, Margaret? If I were you, I'd just shut up.
You're telling me to shut up.
I'm telling you to shut up. If I were you, I'd just shut it off. So we're talking about this group, One Direction, and their phenomenal success, and the fact that, you know, like any other teen group, they've earned it, man. They've earned it, and they've earned it quite handsomely. So let's get on R.C. Collins, along with maybe some of the other guys there at Bradley Military Academy this evening, to talk a little bit about One Direction. And as I said, R.C., we were talking to the audience and saying that, in essence, it's an interesting... I think you guys are an interesting group of young men who are devoted to the defense of the country. And you study the country's culture, you study the country's cultural tastes as a way of getting a heads up on what the red flags are and what the warning signals are?
Well, in a lot of ways, Mr. Henry, that's a very good way of putting it. We don't know what's going to be threatening to America in the future. We do want our people to be strong, but if the American people are weak, And it can happen. I'm not saying the American people are weak as the American people is. You know, if you look at the American people and you go back 200 years, it's the American people is strong. And you was telling me about the book you were reading about Joseph Plum Martin. That's a good example of this, of how strong it is.
That's a great book. Have you guys read that?
No, sir, I haven't read it.
You should read. Joseph Plum Martin was a young revolutionary soldier, and he wrote a book. He wrote his memoirs when he was 70, and it's amazing. you know.
Yeah, I do want to read it, but I've got other books on my reading list right now that are more, I'm sure you understand, tank warfare, the use of artillery, close-in fighting, urban combat. There's a lot of very modern things now that I'm sure that Mr. Plum will...
Joseph Plum Martin was his name.
I'm sorry, Mr. Plum Martin said that they didn't do then, you know, or anything like that.
What didn't they do in a revolution that they do now? A revolution is the best war ever.
Well, yeah, I know the revolution was the best war ever for America, it was. But there's other wars that was fought that was even more tough.
I think that R.C.'s making a good point. There was no urban warfare in the Revolutionary War the way they have it today. There was no house-to-house fighting.
Well, there was farmhouse fighting.
Yeah, it was farmhouse to farmhouse.
Okay, there was farmhouse to farmhouse, man. What does that mean?
Yeah, farmhouse to farmhouse. That's what... You gotta flesh your headgear out, man. There's about a mile between farmhouses.
Yeah, but that's house-to-house.
Okay, great. It's house-to-house, man. Ain't what we're talking about here. We're talking about... urban combat. So anyway, RC, go ahead.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, I don't like him going anyway. RC, this is Margaret. I'm an adult, so have a little bit of respect.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't mean to laugh at you. I was laughing at Dickman. He's all house to house.
Yeah, well, it technically was house to house.
And I said, good for you. Technically, it was house to house. You don't understand what we're talking about, though, man. RC's talking about house to house is like urban. It's like going from one door to the next, man. It was very close. The enemy's close. He's within a few feet of you. He's from one room to the next. You know.
Yeah, we were studying like Stalingrad and how they were in sewers and stuff. I'll guarantee you right there, that's closer than a farmhouse.
Well,
yeah, just give it up, will you, bud? All right, so R.C., how does this all draw us into the discussion of One Direction?
The what?
How does your, discussion...
Oh, the group One Direction is... Yeah, I thought you were talking about... We were still talking about House to House, you know?
No, we're not talking about House to House now. We're talking about One Direction, this phenomenal group.
Yes, sir. I believe that these phenomenons that young women are... engaged in enjoying, I think it's healthy to a point. But I think the thing that American girls especially need to be reminded of, and I'm very glad you made the point earlier, Mr. Hendry, about them being from England. The groups that are from England, that's great, and I'm glad that they are. But to see American girls going, really getting all... you know, getting excited about them is kind of offensive to American soldiers and the fighting men of this country, because we're going to go over to maybe Iraq, even though that war is over. Maybe we'll go back over there, and maybe we won't, but we're going to go to other countries and fight, and our women are back here getting all crazy about some guys that aren't even in uniform, number one, and they're not even even American. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
You're doing fine. They're not even American.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
All right. Our number is 855-500-7445. What about that, folks? R.C. Collins joining us, a young man in a military academy who feels that going to war is fine and defending America's honor is fine, but he's got a problem with American girls getting, quote, as he said, all excited about guys who aren't even in the military and are, in point of fact, young men who are, you know, foreigners. They're not Americans. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. On the line with me here is R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy as we talk about One Direction and the Phenomenon, another great singing group that has captured the imagination and the whatever else of America's and the world's teenage girls. 855-500-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com at 855-500-7445 on this Tuesday night here. Grateful for your patronage, as I say, and we just love our... And here's a group here, the Go-Go's. We got R.C. Collins on the line with us from Bradley Military Academy as we're discussing with him this phenomenon of One Direction. The reason why we're talking with a young man from a military academy is because part of the... Really, part of the study that goes into the tuition, if you will, of young military aspirants, if I'm using that word properly.
Yes, aspirationist.
Aspirationist? Well,
well, you asked me, Phil. You know, I don't like you asking me, I hate to do this on the air, but you're asking me a question just so you can make me look like a big, wide ass on a horse.
Well, you got to do it on purpose.
Margaret, I'm not trying to embarrass you.
Well, that's the effect, though.
No, no, aspirate, whatever word, okay? R.C., how you doing?
Yes, sir, I think Mr. Henry, Ms. Gray, and I don't mean to take the wrong side of it, but I do believe he's right with an aspirant.
Well, I think you would, so.
Well, I'm not trying to do anything bad.
Margaret, just... Anyway, R.C., thank you for joining us. I think I said that correctly, though. You want to learn about the cultures, and that's what you're telling us. Now, let's talk about One Direction. You have a problem with the fact that the American female of teenage years, and I've heard you express this before, is in love with a singing group, and... is not in love really with you, or with our fighting men and women, or with the, let's just say, the more important people. Is that a fair thing to say?
I believe it is, Mr. Henry, and it always has been at the very heart of the problem that I got with when we are called to go to a war, and you're waiting, like any, I think, fighting man would be waiting to get, you know, a little... send-off gift, or however you want to put it. I don't want to be crude or anything, but, you know, I'm just as human as the next guy, and if I'm going to go to war, and, you know, I mean, like the movie said, you know, my word is poontang, you know, and...
Okay, all right, no, I understand that. You haven't been sent off to war yet, though.
No, sir, I haven't, but, yeah, I mean, okay, no, I have not, so what does that mean? So I'm going to sit here on a Friday night... and I'm playing, you know, Halo, or I'm playing, you know, World of Warcraft, and meanwhile, all the teen females in America are at the mall getting the autograph of One Direction, and I'm thumbing it on a Friday night. You know,
what does that mean, thumbing it on a Friday night?
He's talking about.
If you could watch your, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, sir.
Talking about masturbation, is that it?
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, okay.
If you had me, I mean, if nobody knew what it meant, I could have said it, and no one knew what it meant, but now everyone knows what it meant, and now see how you kind of butchered that up?
Yeah, all right, I'll run my show my way, if you don't mind. We're talking with R.C. Collins, 855-500-7445, as we discuss the group One Direction. And now, they've got a movie premiere happening tonight. And it says here, and I'm just reading from the story, a crowd of screaming fans has greeted boy band One Direction as it gathered in London's Leicester Square, where its first feature film is getting its world premiere. Some slept there overnight to stake out a spot near the red carpet on Tuesday evening. One Direction, This Is Us, is a 3D documentary by Super Size Me director Morgan Spurlock. It's a backstage look at the band, which was formed on Simon Cowell's TV talent show, The X Factor, in 2010. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. See, The X Factor still knows how to find great talent.
Well, Mr. Henry, can I...
Go ahead.
I mean, that's all great for Simon Cowell and The X Factor, but I'm not here to talk about some guy making billions and billions on the backs of our women. And he's a British guy, too. You know, so the British are making billions and billions on the backs of our women. And
this is not about the British, though, is it? Is it just about the fact that these are young guys that are not in uniform?
Well, yeah, I mean, it is. You're right. I don't want to make it about... But I think that... I won't say it's about the British, because they're good allies of ours in the war on terrorism. But I'm going to say that it is about our women showing loyalty to us and the fact that if I'm going to go off to fight in a war, my word's poontang. And
well, could you not keep saying that, man?
Well, Phil, he's encouraged by you.
Take it easy for just a second. Don't keep saying that.
Mr. Henry, that's a very military thing to say. You know,
I know it's from the movie Full Metal Jacket. I understand, but you don't need to keep saying that, man, because I think it's going to cause me some problems with my audience. I think what you're saying basically is before you go off to fight, you'd like to be with a woman.
Yes, sir. I think that pretty much sums it up. And I think a lot of the guys, hey, what do you think? There's a lot of guys here with me. Cadet Watson is here, and I know you've spoken to him. Mr. Henry, if it's okay, can I ask him a question?
Sure.
Hey, Cadet Watson, what do you think?
I'm personally in favor of doing whatever it takes, you know. I have to do what I've got to do.
I mean, if we go off to war, don't you want to get up close and personal on something?
I wouldn't mind having that on me on a Friday night. Keep me warm.
And a lot of the women that are out seeing one direction, ain't they supposed to be with us on account of the uniform that we wear?
I think so. I think the only right thing to do is be with us. They're out there with these little boys. Hey, you want to be with a boy, okay. You want to be with a man, come on. Come see me.
Yeah, word up on that. The rest of you guys feel the same way?
Yeah.
So we're lean, mean fighting machines. And
all right, no, hold on for a minute. So I heard Cadet Watson say that, if we go off to fight a war, and I think that that's a very, very admirable and, I should say admirable.
What is admirable about our young men taking advantage of a woman and...
I'm sorry, I said that's a very understandable is what I meant to say, a very understandable point of view. What war are you guys going off to fight in? You understand?
It's a good question. Let me get Cadet Watson back here. Come here. Hey, Watson, come here. Hey, what war are you going off to fight in, man?
Michael Myers. Tear his head off, crap down his neck.
Yeah, Watson's going to go find Michael Myers.
Yeah, okay, that's real great, but what real war are you guys going to fight in?
Let's know what real war. I mean, Mr. Henry, that's to Cadet Watson, that's a real war.
Give me that. Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
I want to go find Michael Myers and tear his head off. And Halloween, I saw him, and that one guy almost kicked his ass. And I could kick his ass, you know?
Yeah.
And,
Michael Myers, the movie bad guy, is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking the guy in Halloween.
Yeah, Michael Myers, the guy in Halloween.
I could kick his ass, and all I want is a chance.
Well, he's in a movie, man. He's not real.
Yeah, okay. You say he's not real. Good for you.
Tell me, what about Jason Voorhees? Jason Voorhees.
Jason Voorhees the same way. I'll hold him underwater until he drowned. And I know people don't think that Jason Voorhees can drown. I'd drown his ass, okay? I'd take that hockey mask off and I'd cut his head off, man. I'd stick it on my...
Yeah!
All right, and we might as well do the whole... Just, you know, that's Friday the 13th, and what about... there's Friday the 13th. There's Jason. What about Freddy?
Who?
Freddy.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
No way, man. He's a punk. He's a punk. He's a punk.
Okay, so Freddy's a punk. RC,
give me the phone. Yeah?
Okay, so what I've got here are two guys, and I know your other cadet friends are there. You guys are talking about ripping off Michael Myers' head, cutting off Jason Voorhees' head and mounting it on the hood of your car, and all of that is well and good. But so what we have here are guys in a military academy reduced to thinking about kicking ass on movie boogeymen while the young women of America are out admiring, you know, One Direction. I mean, I don't see where there's any competition for One Direction yet.
Are you kidding me? Hey, get the I don't smoke cigarettes, Mr. Because they're in my dad's car. Are you kidding me or something? I mean, we're talking about kicking ass on a guy that was in a mental institution.
The guy's not real, man. He's in a movie.
No, I understand that, Mr. Henry. We understand that. But we're expressing the need, you know.
Hold on for just a minute so we can take this break here on behalf of our very fine sponsors. Thank you very much, R.C. Collins and Cadet. We'll be right back with the guys as they talk here about wanting to kick ass on Michael Myers and Jason Voorhees. The question that I have is, that's not competition for One Direction. That ain't going to happen, guys. You're just not going to get the interest of America's young women while they're out singing their songs and you guys are trying to hunt up Freddie. No way. World-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, 855-500-7445. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. This is the News Talk and Underline Entertainment Show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. Laughs, too. Truth is our bitch, but funny is her sister.
Yeah, date with her sister.
Yeah, okay, fine, thank you. And on the line with us is our very good friend here, R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy, as we talk with him about... We talk to them here about one dimension, kind of an interesting topic to have with guys from a military academy, and yet it's exactly the kind of topic that we want to cover with these guys, because you guys are very, very vocal with the idea that young women who give their allegiance and their love and their this and their that to groups like this are sort of betraying America's fighting men. Now, I want to ask you something. You guys know that, you're in high school primarily, right, R.C.?
I mean, yes, sir. I mean, we're in a college preparatory school.
Okay, you're in a college preparatory high school. So you got a lot to learn. Don't you think that at the bottom line, at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, everyone say it, that the loyalty that any woman has is to the man she loves and to a man that she is comfortable with and familiar with.
Well, I mean, I don't, you know, yeah, I guess, but that's the kind of thing, Watson wants to say something.
Mr. Henry, that's the kind of thing they say to you when they're trying to yank your chain.
Yeah, that's chain yanking time, you know.
They're trying to, trying to thumb it.
That's thumbing it.
Well, you know what, I'm not trying to yank anybody's chain. Wait just a second. I'm talking to R.C., okay?
I'm just saying. Okay.
Okay, I'll talk to him. See, he's all upset now. I mean, all he said was...
Well, I'm sorry that he's upset. I'm talking to you.
But all he said was he wanted to go rip, Michael Myers, kick his ass. You know, and why is that a bad thing?
Because the guy doesn't exist. And I think that you guys need to be concentrating your angst, your anger, your aggression, your focus... on real enemies of the country and prepare for that.
I mean, to fine. But, I mean, we're the ones that are...
Are we going to thumb it on a Friday?
He didn't want you to say that.
Tell him I don't care about him thumbing it on a Friday night. All right, let's go to Gene here in Wichita. Gene, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with R.C. Collins and Cadet Watson and the rest of them. Gene, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yes, sir, we're good. We're good.
Great. Hey, I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking that maybe you don't have you don't have the experience that I have and others have in the military. I was in the United States Army for 4 years, and all that time, I can assure you that I never came across Michael Myers or Jason Voorhees or any of them, but I come across in training, combat and combat theater situations dealing with real enemies of the United States. And I think that's what you have to focus on with your trainers and teachers there, instead of y'all looking around for these boogeymen like Mr. Hendry was saying.
Well, I mean, I agree with you, but it's not enough because... There's girls that want to sleep with One Direction.
Hey, I don't know anything about One Direction or anything like that. My understanding is that some teeny bopper group? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
You know, that don't mean nothing. You can't get hung up on that. You know, civilians are going to look and enjoy whatever they enjoy. And that's their right. And you got to focus on your job, which is protecting people in this country from the country's enemies. And I just think it's stupid. I heard the one guy there say he wants to rip off Michael Myers' head. Son, why don't you spend more time tearing off the head of something that, you know, a real man has a head, not a fake guy.
Well, I mean, Michael Myers is real in the sense that he represents the reality of it.
What are you talking about, man? It doesn't represent anything other than a fake guy, as far as I know. I saw Michael Myers. I've seen him in movies. He's not real. He's scary in the movie.
Well, you got to admit he's scary to the people in the movie.
So what? So he's scared of the people in the movie. They ain't real either. I'm talking about real enemies of America. I don't care. You could tear off the head of 1,000 Michael Myers and Jason Voorhees and anybody you want to name, and that doesn't get you anywhere closer to learning the things you need to learn to be a member of the United States military and to protect the people of this country. So...
Well, I respect that, sir, on account of you were in the military, but I think you missed the point of what we're dealing with.
No, I didn't miss no point at all.
All right, thanks very much, Gene. I think, you know, Galen Shaw? Yeah, General Galen Shaw is a guy that you guys need to talk to.
We talked to Galen Shaw and many times, and the general's a good man, but, you know, he still doesn't. For my money, he doesn't understand any better than the other guy about the actual, real, concrete fear that you feel when you think about getting into a fist fight with a Michael Myers in a public latrine. Well,
yeah, okay. Tell you what, Harvey Wireman, who's the commandant of Bradley Military Academy, is joining us here on our newsmaker line, and Commandant Wireman wanted to weigh in on this because these are your guys, Commandant, and they're the ones that you're going to be graduating into the military.
Well, you know, and good evening, Cadet.
Good evening, sir.
The young men that we have at Bradley Military Academy are designed, and we pick them from the finest families in the state of California and surrounding environs. We want young go-getters. We want hell-raisers and life-takers. And we want heartbreakers and life-takers. And we want them to... go out and kill and everything like that. So if a young man is motivated by the image of some guy in a rubber... with a fake rubber head on. This is what we have to use. You know, Mr. Henry, we're not at war 24/7, thank God, knock wood. We are at war only when we're at war, and when we're not at war, we have to contend with the day-to-day and the boring aspect of being in the military.
All right, but...
Hold on, no, I'm not finished yet. Now, I would say to this cadet or any young man who's under the tutelage and command of our structure here at Bradley Military Academy that if you find your enemy with a rubber head and this Michael Myers cadet, give me the thumbnail sketch on him, please.
Yes, sir. Michael Myers escaped from a mental institution and is about 6'5" and is built like a like a prize fighter with a rubber mask.
Right, so he's formidable, and I would say.
Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. We had just a little bit of a glitch. We apologize. We're back. We're in full force, in full throat. Our number is 855-500-7455, and we were in the midst of a conversation here with Harvey Wireman from Bradley Military Academy, because we were talking with you, Commandant Wireman, about the kinds of young men that you have there, and about what it is you expect from them at that school. You've been listening to your young guys saying that while the females of America are digging on One Direction, your guys want to go out and kick ass on Michael Myers, who doesn't even exist.
Yeah, I understand he doesn't exist. I get that, and the young men, they get that. But what they're trying to do is get amped up. They want to get juiced up and ready to rock and roll at the drop of a hat against the enemies of the United States of America. Now, these young guys tonight are talking about this one dimension or one direction, you said, right?
One Direction, yeah.
All right. I don't know who. I wouldn't know these kids if I stepped over them and they were dead in the streets. It wouldn't make any difference to me either. But if I were the parents of One Dimension or Direction, I would sit these boys down and I'd say to them, I don't know who or what you think you are and where you think you're going dressed like that. But if you're some kind of a rock band, then you better damn well be heterosexual. Now...
All right, okay, I understand. I'm talking about the guy...
No, I'm getting to my guys. I'm just trying to tell you. Now, my young men, they're not going to get angry at five guys that are dancing and prancing and whatever they do. I don't want them getting angry at them. And I certainly don't want them getting angry at the young women for not doing the right thing, which would be for them to get, you know, next to my guys and you know, give them a Friday night they'll remember. But I guess not, so that's just the way that goes. What I would rather my young men do is get themselves ready to go and tear the heart out of the enemies of America, spill their guts, wade through their blood like it's a swimming pool, swim in the blood of the enemy as if they're out in the middle of a beautiful Caribbean bay on a sunny day, and...
Okay, I understand, sir.
Yeah, you get the feeling.
Yeah, I get the feel. This is taking me further and further away from where I want to go here, which is the question. These guys fantasizing about kicking Michael Myers' ass has nothing to do with real combat.
Oh, well, are you telling me? I happen to be the commandant. I'll say what's best for my guys. Do you mind if I do that?
Commandant Wireman.
Excuse me, do you mind if I do that? I don't see anything, I don't see any bars, I don't see any lieutenant or captain's bars on you.
Yeah, that's right, Commandant. He's been telling me what to do the whole hour, too.
See, you're telling my guys what to do? I'm the general, not you. I see you wearing a baseball cap, Henry. That's about as good as it gets for you.
All right, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. But you think that this is a proper way of getting your guys ready for war, to be thinking about Michael Myers, and also to be upset that the girls of America are digging on One Direction.
Well, maybe they ought to be focusing on One Direction. Maybe they ought to be thinking, those guys are the enemy. Those guys have taken the women. They've got the women. Do I have the women? No, it's a Friday night, and I'm thumbing it here on 5th and Main.
Want some water, sir?
Yeah, but how are you going to give it to me? I happen to be three blocks away. I'll get some. That's where Bradley Military is located, Mr. Henry, 5th and Main. That's why we say if you're thumbing it at 5th and Main, brother, you are far away from where you need to be.
Yeah, you need to be taking care of business at 5th and Main.
Right. Take care of it. Don't be thumbing it at 5th and Main. Now, on a Friday night, if any of my guys are thumbing it at 5 and M, I know I got work to do. I got to get their heads out of that. And
get them into kicking Michael Myers' ass.
Yes, in part, yes, if that's what it takes. That's what it takes.
All right, well, Commandant, I appreciate it. I didn't mean to get you angry, sir.
Well, you did. And I like it when you guys say you didn't mean to do this or that. You knew full well what you were doing when you called up. You wanted to get me so angry that I probably would stroke out, didn't you?
No, sir, I did not. No, sir, I did not.
Well.
I don't know, Commandant. Mr. Henry's been leaning on me the whole hour.
Well, you know what, kid? I've been asking you some pretty good questions, and these are questions you ought to be asking them too, Commandant. I appreciate your time. I got to go.
All right, well, listen, we're having a car wash to benefit.
All right, thank you very, very much for that. Thank you, R.C. Collins. It was great to have you on the line, but I get the general drift of that whole scene.
Well, what is this? I don't understand Michael Myers. Is that the Halloween?
Yeah, it's the boogeyman from Halloween.
Yeah, Michael Myers... All on account of you've seen him get his ass kicked.
He saw Michael Myers get his ass kicked in one of those Rob Zombie movies, and he thinks he can do it.
When did Michael Myers ever get his ass kicked?
No, he didn't get his ass kicked. He almost got his ass kicked.
Yeah, he almost got his ass kicked in that in the Rob Zombie movie. That's what it looked like to me. He almost got his ass kicked by that one that attendant.
Yeah, the one guy almost did it.
I mean, he wound up killing that guy. But that's as close as I've ever seen Michael Myers to getting his ass fully kicked was in the Rob Zombie version of Halloween. It was pretty good. I mean, you know, if you think about it, that's the first time in any Halloween movie where you had this stark reality of this fist fight that's going on in this bathroom at this mental institution. And these two guys are huge. You know, the Michael Myers character is this huge guy. He's big in the arms, the chest, and he's, you know, like 6'5". And this guy that works at the mental institution is also this big guy. And so they're having this knockdown, drag-out fight. They're banging each other's heads against the steel stall separators, and they're banging each other's heads against the tile. And there was one point in the fight where this guy almost had the better of Michael Myers. He was beating his ass. And,
Well, you don't really think any... I don't care if it is Rob Zombie. You don't think he's going to let it go at that and have the...
No, you knew he was going to lose the fight, but I thought it was fun. I thought it was a nice, fun twist on the movie to see this at least one character, one human character, have a moment of control and you know, close to triumph over Michael Myers. But he didn't, you know, it didn't last, and he came back, and there was. I thought that movie was pretty good, but
well, I don't want to talk about Michael Myers and Halloween. I think what we need to talk about, though, is the phenomenon of one dimension and our one direction. And I have here a story that I wrote up. Can you see that?
Margaret, don't put it in my face. Get it out of my face, will you?
Can you see it?
Yeah, yes. When you press it up against my nose, yes, I can see it. It's a little blurred.
Well, I wanted to make sure.
So in any event, some slept there overnight to stake out a spot near the red carpet on Tuesday evening. One Direction, This Is Us, the 3D documentary by Super Size Me director Morgan Spurlock, is a backstage look at the band, which formed on Simon Cowell's TV talent show.
You said tant show. Yeah, what's that pants show?
What?
You said on Simon Cowell's TV pants show.
TV, I was going to say dance show, it's talent show.
Well, why did you say pants?
I didn't say pants.
I thought that
I... In any event, Simon Cowell's TV talent show, the X... What sense would that make, his pants show?
They pants you.
Some show that they would pants you on. I don't know. You're the one that said it.
Yeah, hey, Simon, if you're listening, man...
Phil, don't make a big deal out of it.
No. It's, if you're listening, man, here's a great idea. Have a show where people get pantsed. Why not? You know?
Don't be an ass.
Well, you're the one that brought it up, you and, you know, Mr. Dickman here. So I'm just trying to go with it. In any event, the five-piece group has gone on to top charts around the world and has amassed a diehard army of fans known as Directioners. This is unreal, said band member Harry Styles. Are these cats in a band? Do they play instruments or are they a vocal group? One Direction, This Is Us, opens in Britain on August the 29th and in the United States August 30th.
I think they are from England. You know why? Because that guy's named Harry Styles. There's no American kid named Harry.
No American kid named Harry.
That's a very good point. There's no contemporary. These boys are how old? Let's say they're 20. So we go back 20 years to 19. They were born in 1993, let's say. If you look at the top names of boys in 1993 in the United States, Harry was not there. However, where do you find people named Harry left and right? In England.
Yeah, because they got Prince Harry and everything.
Okay, so they got Prince Harry. Good. I didn't, you know, fine. That's a very good deduction there, Robert. Thank you.
Yeah, I figured that too.
Good for you. One Direction, This Is Us, opens in Britain on August 29th and in the United States on August the 30th. Man, I have one of our followers, one of my followers on Twitter, who's a huge, huge fan of our show. A young lady in Waco, Texas, she's a major One Direction fan, man. I would say that, I'll give you her first name is Gigi. Do you know her?
Yes, I've seen some of the tweets that she does. She's got a lot of those One Direction tweets.
Yeah. I would say that the two biggest things in her life in terms of the world of entertainment are One Direction and our show. Now, that's got to be a first. I mean, if there's anybody else, if there are any other, anybody, male or female, any age, and the two best things in your life when it comes to entertainment are us and One Direction, I would love to know... I would love to know that you're out there. But anyway, she's a great lady, and we talk to her all the time, myself, Barry Louise, a lot of people do. And she's always rapping about the show. And then when she's not talking to me about the show, she's got One Direction going left and right, man.
One Direction left and right. You get it?
Yeah, that's real great.
That was funny.
Thank you. But in any event, she's talking about these cats like there's no tomorrow, man. And over on Instagram, like every freaking picture. But, I mean, that's the phenomenon, you know? And it ain't never going to change, man, as long as the world is the world, you know, as long as there are, you know, as long as there's music, as long as there's a way for people to hear the music, it's just always going to be like that. There's always going to be some group, some band, and watch how fast, man, I think it's going to be interesting, watch how fast this group, unless they have some kind of staying power like, you know, like the Beatles had, you know. That will be interesting to see. All right, guys, we are going to see you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on the Pacific Coast, 10 o'clock on the East Coast, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Peace out. Thank you. Visit us at philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. Later.
Yeah, later on.